Like to call to order the November 17th meeting of the Sussex County Council. First item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Baker, do you have any changes?
Yes, several proposed changes. One is to delete approval of the minutes. And also, under Michael Wizzo, county engineer, he is homesick today, this afternoon. And we'd like to reschedule those two items for the first meeting in December.
Okay. Does council have any other changes? If not, I entertain a motion to approve the agenda as modified.
So moved.
Second, please.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Reading of the correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Mr. President, I have no correspondence.
Does council have any correspondence?
No.
Okay, Mr. Baker.
Okay, the first item is actually listed as medical insurance request for proposals, but our insurance consultant, Mr. Steve Fallon, is driving here from Baltimore, and I think he's running a few minutes late. So if the council was okay with it, I would go to item number two. If that's okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The second item is manufactured housing proposed committee. At the November 3rd county council meeting, the county council requested an ad hoc committee to review various land use concerns regarding manufactured housing. And Mr. Lank and myself have put together a list of interested people for the committee for your consideration. The goal of the committee would be to provide you with input regarding manufactured housing issues and include tenants and owners. And the goal would be to improve our manufactured housing land use process and the various requirements. In the packet Friday, we sent a list of possible board members or possible members of the committee. And the first was Mr. Ed Spiroff, who is president of the Delaware Manufactured Homeowners Association. And then one option would be that we could have board members and alternates, or committee members and alternates. Dixie Boucher has also expressed interest. She is also a member of the Delaware Manufactured Homeowners Association. Mr. Steve Klast is a manufactured home park owner. Mr. Robert Tunnell III also is a manufactured home park owner. Mr. Everett Moore, of course, the county attorney. Mr. Vincent Robertson, assistant county attorney. Mr. Lawrence Lank, director of planning and zoning. Mr. Shane Abbott, assistant director of planning and zoning. Mr. Hal Godwin, deputy county administrator, and myself. Now that adds up to 10 people. A concern was raised that maybe this is too large a group to accomplish what we want to. What we want to do is to bring you recommendations, bring the county council recommendations. A possibility could be that, for instance, from the tenants, we could have Mr. Spiroff and have Dixie Boucher as alternate. For the park owners, Mr. Stephen Klass as a member, with Mr. Robert Tunnell III as an alternate. For attorneys, Mr. Everett Moore and Vincent Robertson, an alternate. From planning and zoning, Mr. Lawrence Lank and Shane Abbott as alternate. And from administration, myself with Hal Godwin as an alternate. So that we'd have at least five voting members there at each meeting, one from each group, so to speak.
Mr. Baker, a question. Yes. On a county appointed committee, during the meeting, it has to be open to the public. Most of these meetings are available to the public. Okay. So if these alternates that you suggested wanted to attend, really nothing we could do to prevent them. But if it got to a point where a vote needed to be taken for a recommendation, it would either have to be the member or his alternate for that one vote.
Yes.
Okay. I understand.
So you have one from the park owners, you have one from the homeowners, is that correct? And then each one has an alternate, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And the county staff, our purpose is mainly to bring back ideas for the county council for possible ordinance changes and whatnot.
Council, have any thoughts? Ms. Deaver?
It looks a little heavy in the government side, but, you know, I'm new at this, and, you know, I could be wrong, but whatever works is fine, but I just kind of, how many do we have from the government?
Three.
Three.
Three plus three alternates.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Lank and I talked about that, and but we feel like we are, like, for instance, Mr. Moore would be addressing more the legal side.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Lank, of course, understands the current zoning and how, and understands the problems that people call and talk to him about. And from administration, you know, we would try to reflect, try to look at it from the county council standpoint,
yes.
So to speak.
I understand. Okay.
And George.
Does any other council members have thoughts?
Are we going to have any comments from the people here, or is that strictly amongst us?
Are there folks in the audience who have an interest in this? I guess not. Mr. Cole, we're taking a look at the Manufactured Housing Land Use Issue Committee. There's some thought that maybe we have one representative from the homeowners, one representative from the park owners, and the others that were listed would simply be alternates. Have you any thoughts on this?
Just keep it small. Mm-hmm. I just that's my priority, and just people who are stakeholders. Make sure that, you know, we have the. Mm-hmm. So I'm fine with that.
Mr. Baker, you got a motion that we could consider?
Yes. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves a committee to make recommendations regarding manufactured housing land use issues, including Mr. Ed Spearall, Mr. Stephen Klass, Mr. J. Everett Moore, Mr. Lawrence Lank, Mr. David Baker, with alternates Ms. Dixie Boucher, Mr. Robert Tunnell III, Mr. Vincent Robertson, Mr. Shane Abbott, and Mr. Hal Gottman.
Are these people going to be sitting in these meetings also as alternates?
Doesn't appear there's any way we can exclude them. The press will have the opportunity to attend the meetings, as will the general public.
What I'm thinking of is we got some paid employees on here like these. Like this attorney. I'm thinking about why we're paying two attorneys here.
Very good.
I wouldn't think you would. I think one would. If Mr. Moore couldn't go, Mr. Robertson would.
Well, that's why I asked. Mm-hmm. Do they have both banners?
Mm-hmm. Mr. President, I know that we discussed maybe some folks in the audience who might be interested in commenting, but I don't think the folks that I'm looking at heard what you said. Are you interested in commenting on this? Or I don't want to overstep my bounds here, but I don't think they heard what was said about that opportunity to speak.
Well, we are looking at the committee, not so much the land use issues.
Okay.
I think maybe as a body we should be able to determine the committee.
Oh, I'm sure we can.
Mm-hmm. All right. You've heard a motion read by Mr. Baker. Is there anyone interested in making that motion?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
Seems sure I'm me.
I have a motion and a second to approve the Manufacturing and Housing Land Use Committee, as read by Mr. Baker, with five members and five alternates. Is there any further discussion?
No.
If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
I got a recommendation here on this a little bit.
Okay.
I know we passed it, but anyone that's being paid, I recommend one that's not an alternate, the one that's sitting in, they can't make it, they call so the other person can be there, so we don't have to end up paying two people to sit here at this meeting.
Okay.
As alternates. The volunteers, I don't have much trouble with, but paying people to sit there that really can't vote is not, I don't think we should do that.
And these meetings, would Mr. Baker be able to be held during regular working hours?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, motion carried. Mr. Baker, continue, please.
The next item is, I'll run through the administrator's report first and then go back to the medical insurance, if that's okay.
Yes.
In the council. The first item we have on the administrator's report is Northeaster Storm Report. The County Emergency Operations Center staff was very busy last week responding to the Northeaster storm from November 12th through November 15th. As per the attached copies, press releases were issued highlighting weather reports, encouraging affected residents to relocate in advance of the storm, and requesting residents who incurred storm damage to call the Emergency Operations Center. The EOC was staffed during the evening of Thursday, November 12th, as well as during each day, and Saturday, November 14th. Our dispatchers handled requests for help. The fire service responded promptly to calls, especially in the Indian River and other coastal areas. Approximately 70 individuals were evacuated from the Oak Orchard and Long Neck areas. County's Emergency Operations Mobile Command Center was on the scene in Oak Orchard from Thursday through Saturday. County wastewater employees were also working overtime to monitor and manage our wastewater system affected by the storm. Some pumps were turned off during the storm to avoid unnecessarily pumping large amounts of salt water into our wastewater system. This time, all wastewater pumps have been restored to full operation. Numerous statewide bridge calls occurred to assist and coordinate weather reports and response from state, county, and town agencies. These calls helped keep everyone informed in terms of particular needs and available resources. The governor declared a state of emergency for Kent and Sussex County, which enabled the use of the National Guard for response. Assistance from the Guard was needed in the Long Neck and Oak Orchard areas. Currently, the county has requested storm damage reports from residents and from towns. As per the attached press release, we are requesting that individuals who have experienced storm-related damage to their properties, especially primary residents, should call the Sussex County EOC at 856-7366 from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. County staff has been reassigned to help answer the calls and assemble the information needed. This information will be distributed to Delaware Emergency Management Agency with the goal of applying for federal assistance if a sufficient amount of damage was incurred. Separately, county towns and county departments have been notified to also assemble information regarding additional costs that they have incurred in responding to the storm. And I believe Mr. Thomas indicated that they've received 64 calls explaining the damage that has been incurred. We would like to thank the many individuals who helped respond to the storm event, including Delaware Emergency Management Agency, DEMA, DelDOT, Delaware National Guard, county fire departments, especially the Indian River Volunteer Fire Company, the Oak Orchard Community Church, which volunteered as to act as an evacuation center at Oak Orchard, staff from individual towns, and many others who helped with the emergency. We'd also like to especially thank county employees at the EOC, including Mr. Joe Thomas, director, Ms. Debbie Jones, Mr. Ricky Short, Mr. Chip Stevenson, Ms. Kelly Kruger, and Mr. Chip Larson, our county dispatchers, our county wastewater employees, including Ms. Heather Sheridan, Mr. Rodney Marvel, Mr. Justin Mitchell, Mr. Kevin Van Alken, Mr. Dave Littleton, and others, county paramedics, and the county public information officer, and others who assisted as needed. And I know Mr. Thomas is here today if you had any questions or...
Well, Mr. Thomas is coming up. I want to thank Mr. Vincent and Mr. Baker. They were out early. I was in a deer stand. It was opening day, and I got a call from them about 7 o'clock, I think, and they were already.
But did they do any good? What did you get? Did you get out?
We actually
shovel some
shovel stuff, yeah.
Mr. Cole, still we actually shoveling. Had them respond to a call. We had a call for a water main break, and Mr. Baker happened to call me, and I said, "Where are you at?" And he said, "Fenwick Island." And I said, "Well, we've got a report of a water main break on Madison Avenue," and the next thing I know, they were en route.
En route.
Yep.
What did they do?
And we arrived.
Mission accomplished.
They got there.
And thank you, Mr. Phillips, because I know you came out when we were sitting on one of our calls and participated, as well as Mr. Vincent and the rest of the council.
You didn't call me.
They didn't call me either.
Me neither. But it was impressive. You folks seemed to be doing a very good job when I was there. We went on down to Long Neck. And we're able to see some other folks for the county and state in action and the local fire companies. It seems as if our response was very thorough, and I was very impressed.
I will add that since yesterday, myself and Director Turner from the Delaware Emergency Management Agency, actually, we took a ride down along the coastline and in the Long Neck area because Director Turner wanted to see things firsthand. We set up the phone lines, and based on what we're seeing, we're hoping that we have enough to get a federal disaster declaration. We're working with the Army Corps of Engineers for the beaches, DelDOT with the roads, those kind of things. So at the present time, we're still calculating all the figures and getting all the data together, but we're hoping that we have enough to submit an application.
Enough reports have come in, is what you're saying?
Well, the issue, we feel pretty confident that we'll get what's known as public assistance, mm-hmm. which means the towns, the state, the county, mm-hmm. any expenses they incurred will be reimbursed through the federal government. Mm-hmm. The threshold for the individual assistance is basically we have to come up with approximately $600,000 worth of damage to the local homeowners.
Total.
That wouldn't be hard.
Total.
Water damage is bad.
It's basically $3.23 per capita is what they base that figure on. So that's why we're trying to compile the data so we can reach out to these people and see what we've got.
We could cover that just George's house.
Mm. George, did you survive all right?
I had 3 inches of water. Thanks. in part of our bike shop.
And I might add that...
And I took care of it myself. I didn't call the government to come up. I didn't call Dave Baker to come by and help me.
Well, you're nice conservative. That's good.
I might add that...
Kids out, and we started sopping it up.
Megan,
that pipe, the water started down, right?
Yep.
Megan from Mapping and Addressing has actually been taking these calls we're getting and plotting them on a map. And we don't have them all down yet because we're making sure the addresses, but... surprisingly, they're not just confined to the southeastern part of the county. They're pretty widespread. We've got some all the way over to Del Mar right now that have actually damaged their home from flooding.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to calculate all that.
Yeah, it is refreshing to see one entity, our Sussex County government, take control of the situation. There wasn't any jurisdictional confusion. Our county people were on the phone doing the bridge calls with all the various agencies, the towns, the town managers. It was a very well-run operation, and I want to congratulate all of you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next item is regarding Patricia Pat Harmon. We regret to inform you that Mrs. Patricia Harmon, a former county employee, retired on December 20, 2006, with 24 years of service, passed away on November 12. She worked in the assessment division for 24 years. She was hired as a clerk and retired as a clerk to data entry. She was very well liked by her coworkers and will be missed by her family and friends. And then at last, the engineering department granted substantial completion to Bay Forest Club Section B, Phase 1.6 on November 16th, developers Bay Forest LLC, projects located on the east side of White Necks Road, north of Old Mill Road in Millville. And it's in the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sewer District, consisting of 12 condominium units. And then finally, to go back to item number one, that is medical insurance, a request for proposals. Last year, as I'm sure you recall, our independent consultant, Mr. Steve Fallon from Insurance Buyers Council, reviewed our medical insurance plan. One of the recommendations made by Mr. Fallon as part of that review was to request proposals for a medical insurance plan, which this is something that has not been done for a number of years. As I'm sure you recall, we did make a substantial number of cost-saving changes to the plan during the year, with an estimated savings of over $1 million. Our group hospital rates, in terms of county expense, are about 14% less this fiscal year versus fiscal 2009. The current request for proposal would not mean changes in benefits. We are basically proposing that we request proposals from health insurance companies for our plan with the same benefits. So our goal, of course, is cost savings. The current county budget for medical insurance is about $8.2 million, and even a meager 1% saving would equal about $80,000. We have with us today Mr. Steve Fallon from Insurance Buyers Council. Of course, Dennis Cordry, our personnel director, is here. Kathy Roth, our budget director, and Gina Jennings, our director of accounting. And we have copies of handouts to pass out.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Steve.
I think just sort of the overall idea was last year, in conjunction with all the changes in the actual benefits, the process ran a little late in terms of the timing to undergo this type of evaluation. And really what we're recommending is a formal request for proposal, primarily to evaluate the competitiveness of the Blue Cross relative to the current self-funded arrangement with Integra as administrator, accessing a rental PPO network. The idea being, we haven't had sufficient time to sort of manage a process where the county was able to evaluate proposals from Blue Cross, primarily focusing on provider discounts. The proposed savings or the savings in these types of arrangements traditionally come from increasing provider discounts. Hospital and both provider discounts. So as Dave said, the idea would be the changes, if there were changes at the end of the day, would be transparent to the employees, but as a way to make sure that you're maximizing the savings, both in terms of administrative fees and ultimately in provider discounts, where 85% of your costs are driven by your claims. And if you're able to have an impact in increased provider discounts, that has a direct impact on your bottom line. We've undertaken this type of process countless times, most recently for a New Jersey county, and the results were fairly significant, both in terms of savings on the administrative fees, but more importantly in the claim discounts with Horizon Blue Cross, which is the Blue Cross plan in New Jersey. And we were able to negotiate fairly significant performance guarantees. So we had a comfort level that the savings were not sort of a one-time, one-time thing. They were going to accumulate over several years. And I think what we're proposing here is to begin a process now in sufficient time in advance of your renewal to be able to, again, manage and competitively bid the your insurance from the standpoint of the county, dictating the terms of that process, as opposed to, allowing the current administrator, who's done a very good job, and we're saying is that we think this information should kind of come from the county and manage the process, as opposed to allowing the current administrator to present both their services and the Blue Cross services as a point of a comparison. The other piece of the proposal is to evaluate the pharmacy benefit management services. This is something we did 2 years ago, and at that time, we found that the proposal, the current arrangement was competitive. We did make some recommendations. I think there were a number of changes that were made as a result of our review and recommendations to the county that resulted in some significant savings. However, there's been significant changes in the landscape with pharmacy benefit management. There was a recent court ruling where the way that AWP, average wholesale price discounts, are calculated. So there's been a fair amount of upheaval. There's also been some mergers in that area, as well as increased demand for transparency on the part of the pharmacy benefit managers. So we're recommending sort of a two-pronged, one to look at the pharmacy benefit management, and then to really to look at the medical claims administration as currently performed by Integra and making some recommendations. We expect to have the our goal, we have a timeline that you have in your handout. We expect to have the whole process wrapped up by early March, so that if you were going to make a change, there's plenty of time to manage the transition. You know, if there weren't any change to be made, then obviously we just kind of, you know, go with the information we have. At the very least, we would expect that there would be some efficiencies that would come out of the process in terms of the way the current contracts are structured. So
they say a consultant is one who can save the client enough money to pay for their fee. Do you believe you'll achieve that?
It's funny, Dave asked me the same thing. We are confident that we can. We obviously, being independent consultants, we can't guarantee an outcome or a result before we go through the process. Some brokers out there will do a sort of a percentage of savings type arrangement. You know, we just don't feel that. We feel as independent, that kind of compromises our independence. But I will tell you that in the recent projects that we've always more than earned our fee back in terms of the savings. So I know the last time we went through it, I think the savings were a multiple several times what our fee was. And part of it is just transparency and you know, knowing that, you know, the incumbents know that we're taking a close look. And, you know, it's funny how suddenly there are opportunities for savings where there weren't before. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest piece here, you know, Blue Cross for several years has been, you know, knocking on the door saying, you know, hey, we insure the state, we insure the other counties. You know, we really want an opportunity. If nothing else, our goal here is to have them put their money where their mouth is, make the kind of guarantees, and so that we know once and for all, you know, we haven't really looked at it in a long time, once and for all, whether or not there are significant savings to be had through that arrangement. If all they're going to do is say, well, we have better provider discounts, but they're not willing to put skin in the game and guarantee those, then, you know, our recommendation probably on that side will be the status quo with a couple of enhancements. But
I think the timing is good on this. Our employees made a tremendous sacrifice last year on healthcare. And if our vendor can also look at making sacrifices, then we need to look elsewhere. And I'm glad that you're taking a close look at it. Does council have any other questions? All right.
See how it comes out, turns out.
Great. Thank you.
We'll give you half of what you save us.
Sure, be careful.
You know, if I had taken it in the New Jersey deal, I'd be wearing a better suit, let's put it that way.
At that deal, how can we lose?
Absolutely. That's absolutely the case. That's right.
I mean, we can't lose at that deal. And, neither, maybe you can't either.
Oh. No, I think you'll be pleased.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Any other?
I have a suggested motion. If you
yes,
like,
sir, please.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves an agreement with Insurance Buyers Council to prepare requests for proposals for medical insurance and oversee implementation for a total maximum cost of $36,450.
Could I get that motion, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the contract as read by Mr. Baker. Is there any questions?
I understand it's going to cost us $36,000 for the study.
And some change.
And implementation, right? At maximum. Mm-hmm. It's based on the time spent.
Mm-hmm.
And if
mm-hmm.
as I understand it, if there would be changes in the plan, and he would help implement those changes in terms of the administration of the plan.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm.
You said that is the maximum they're going to charge?
That is the maximum, yes.
Okay. That's the ceiling.
How much are we spending on insurance?
$8.2
million. $8.2
million.
Lots of opportunities for savings.
That's not very much. $8 million, I guess.
Mm.
If there's no further comments or questions, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Baker.
Thank you.
Anything else, Mr. Baker?
No.
Any questions or comments from Mr. Baker from council?
Mm-mm.
All right. Mr. Howe Goblin.
Yeah,
Mr. President, members of council, I just have one issue for you to consider this afternoon, and that would be a request from the town of Bridgeville for a full disbursement of $15,000 from our annual municipal police fund grant. And they have informed us that they'll be using this entire $15,000 to supplement their salaries.
Okay. Have you got a motion?
I do indeed.
Please.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approve a disbursement of $15,000 to the town of Bridgeville for their 2009 municipal grant.
So moved.
Well, let me, I got a question too before we go too far.
2010.
Like just the,
yes, Mr. Call.
Just the salaries, was that part of the criteria? I know equipment and things of that nature.
Originally we had required that they use the entire disbursement for equipment or
right.
They bought a lot of cars.
And we've changed that policy somewhere?
We had changed that to 50-50 yes. In last budget, and then this current budget, we had allowed them to use it for whatever they saw fit.
Okay.
Because I guess...
They have not given them nothing this year? Or this?
No. This is their first request. They're only allowed to have $15,000 per year, and they're asking for the entire disbursement at one time.
And this is Bridgeville, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Is the mayor still Mr. Joe Conaway?
No, he's not.
Mr. Jefferson.
I believe I got a motion from Ms. Deaver. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the grant to the Bridgeville.
The foxes left the hen house, I guess, didn't they? No, I'm sorry.
Police for their local law enforcement grant of $15,000. Any comments, questions?
No,
Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carries.
Thank you.
Mr. Lutke?
Good afternoon. Today we have before us a renewal of the lease for Station 105 in Clarksville. The terms of the lease are standard terms. The new rent, this is a five-year lease beginning at $1,250 per month with an annual increase of 3% over the five-year term of the lease.
Pretty standard. I mean, just pretty, like the last one. I mean, standard. Yeah, we've been there how many years now?
Well, we've been there since the beginning. I think that's one of the original stations.
Yeah. Did we build a building, or did Mr. Kelly?
Mr. Kelly owns that building.
He owns that building.
Yeah.
Okay. And what town is it?
It's in Clarksville.
Not in a town.
It's not really in a town. It's in the Clarksville
down near
area.
Ocean View, down near Hawkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right down 17.
Right down the road from Hawkers.
Yeah. It covers the southeastern portion of the county.
Where do we pay a month for that?
$12.50. That's up 3% from last year. Last year was 12-13.
I was down there visiting last Friday, I think it was. Just checking out. Small building.
Have you a motion, Mr.
Yes, sir, I do. Be it moved that Sussex County Council approve the lease agreement between Mr. Lawrence C. Kelly and Sussex County, Delaware, for the use of the building owned by him as described therein by Sussex County EMS as Paramedic Station 105.
Make that motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the lease agreement as read by Mr. Lutke. Is there any questions? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you
very much.
We will have to skip the public hearing agenda item until 4 o'clock comes. So we will ask Ms. Julie Cooper if she would come forward.
Hey, she's
always
like
designing things.
If you look in your packets, we put together last Friday. I put in an article, short description of what I'm here for today. We have negotiated a contract with Duffield Associates of Georgetown, Delaware, for the design and bid of the airport stormwater management project. This Duffield is one of the six local engineers that the county asked us to look for to do work for the county, and it's one of the six chosen.
Is this the project that we have delayed for budget considerations?
Yes, and there is a $1.5 million budgeted that includes the consultant's cost, okay. And that's for construction of this overall stormwater management for the airport. It affects the entire airport, not just the industrial air park.
Sure, okay. Any questions from council? Do you have a motion?
Yes, I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that an agreement with Duffield Associates Incorporated of Georgetown, Delaware, be approved to provide consulting services for design and bidding of the stormwater management project for the Sussex County Airport.
So moved.
I have a motion. Could I get a second, please?
I'll give a second, but I do have a question afterwards.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to approve the design contract as read by Ms. Cooper. Discussion, Ms. Deaver.
What's the source of this funds, Mr. Baker? Source.
The money is funded in the capital improvement budget for the county.
Right. So, okay, that's nothing unexpected then. It's,
right.
Yeah, it's okay.
Not,
all right.
This is as included in the budget.
Very good. Thank you.
Soil conservation, they didn't want the job?
They did approve our overall conceptual plan. It's quite a huge project, and we had to get their approval on the overall conceptual plan. So now this is getting to the down to brass tacks, actually making it work.
They'll be glad to know they couldn't get it to work.
Well, they don't actually do the design for you for a project of this scope.
Okay.
But they do have to approve it.
Any other questions? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Ms. Cooper? Grant requests, Ms. Jennings?
Good job, Vince. Beating us right along. Good job.
Okay, the first one is the Diamond State Swoop 10U Girls Fast Pitch Softball for tournament expenses.
Ms. Jennings, did Ms. Webb leave you the letters of request and possibly the amounts that we've given them in the past?
Yes.
Okay.
Last year, Mr. Phillips gave 100 and Mr. Dukes gave 100. They're asking for anywhere between $100 and $250.
I think Mr. Dukes would still be willing to do
that. Did he leave you something?
Who's your calling?
Diamond State is primarily a Western Sussex entity.
Yes.
All right. Mr. Vincent, have you a thought on that?
Sure, I'll make a motion. We give them $100 from my account and $100 from your account.
Okay. Can I get a second, please?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to give $100 from Mr. Vincent, $100 from Mr. Phillips, Diamond State Swoop for tournament expenses. Any questions? Take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay, the next one is the Rehoboth Beach Hometown Christmas Parade for parade expenses. There was no amount in their letter, and last year it was Mr. Cole gave $1,500 from his grant account.
I'll do the same. It's a great parade. You ought to come on there. I'll do the same.
I have a motion from Mr. Cole and a second from? I have a second from Mr. Vincent.
But who wants to attend?
$1,500 from Mr. Cole's account, the Rehoboth Beach Hometown Christmas Parade for parade expenses. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Next one is the Laurel Lions Club for their Lions Vision Days fundraiser. There's no amount specified in their letter. Last year, Mr. Phillips gave $350 and Mr. Dukes gave $350. They will receive a human service grant this year, as they have in the past.
I'm probably good for $250.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we give $250 from my account and $250 from Councilman Phillips' account.
Is there a second, please?
Second.
I have a motion second to give $250 each from Mr. Vincent and Mr. Phillips, the Laurel Lions Club. Any questions? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Next one is the Seaford Christmas Parade for parade expenses. There's no exact amount in the letter.
How much does Mr. Vincent have left in his account?
Oh, no. That was what we gave him last year. Mr. Dukes gave money last year.
Yeah, it's $500.
Our parades are usually three times better than Seaford's.
I
just
see.
Just because of that, huh?
They got to sweep the water off the road down there so they had
their. No, right. they're usually three times better because everybody comes over.
Sure.
You'll not have anybody there unless you put some money up.
I agree. I'll make a motion to give $500 from my account.
Is there a second, please?
I used to live in Seaford. I'm glad I don't live over there anymore.
I have a motion second to give $500 from Mr. Vincent's account to Seaford Christmas Parade for their expenses. Any questions? Take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay, the Greater Georgetown Chamber of Commerce for Christmas Parade expenses.
Sam, you don't want them all be coming to Rehoboth.
I think that was a $10,000 one.
They're asking for $1,500. Last year, $600 was given. It was $200 from Mr. Phillips and $400 from Mr. Jones.
And Mr. Wilson's the grand marshal this year, right? No.
They're heading on wrong day. I'm not even supposed to be there.
I'll give 200 if you'd like to give, what'd you say, 400?
400.
I can give what I give last year.
Okay. I have a motion.
My substitute gave anyway.
Oh, shit. Is there, I have a motion for Mr. Wilson to give $400 from his account, $200 from my account. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
As I left Rehoboth this afternoon, they were taking Santa's house into Rehoboth.
Were they really?
I was riding in there.
It's a special day.
That's very nice looking.
Good.
Mr. Moore, is there any reason why we cannot recess to executive session prior to the agenda item on the public hearing for airport policy?
You could recess, or did you want to do the ordinances?
Yes, thank you. Please.
We have two ordinances for introduction.
Oh.
The first is a conditional use application on behalf of Curtis McDonald. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a produce stand market and full-service meat market butcher to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 0.689 acre, more or less.
Is that mine? I'll introduce it. If it is mine.
Cedar Creek 100.
That'll work. Just introduce
mm-hmm.
it.
Introduce. I'll introduce
it. Ms. Deaver is introduced.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is a conditional use on behalf of Barry Baker, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily duplex dwelling structures, 24 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 9.33 acres, more or less.
Mm-hmm. I'll introduce it.
Is that all, Mr. Moore?
That is all. Thank you, Mr. President.
No additional business has been listed on our sign-up sheet. I will entertain a motion to recess to executive session for the purpose of land acquisition.
So moved.
Second.
A motion and second to recess the executive session. Any discussion? Not. I'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
We shall return in about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.